Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
My head is spinning with this. Roger Stone. You know Roger Stone.
Oh, yeah.
You saw his wife, his 70-something-year-old wife, who's deaf, in her nightgown on the front porch there, or on the front lawn of the Stone household, while the FBI boot went through their door, sending a bigger crew in numbers than the one that went to get Osama bin Laden. Because, you know, Roger Stone's a very dangerous man.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because, and he, you know, could have colluded with the Russians who did the hacking of the DNC. All right, well, Roger Stone's attorneys are like, all right, I've been waiting for somebody to do this. Prove the DNC was hacked by the Russians. That was the basis of your entire investigation. Could you prove it to us, please? They can't. They can't. It's just why, from the beginning, I have refused to repeat that the Russians hacked the DNC. It may have happened. And I will be happy to confirm that on the day they prove it to me.
Yeah.
But these people lie. I mean, they literally lie. I mean, Andy McCabe, the acting director of the FBI, is right now under investigation by a grand jury for lying under oath. So, I mean, I don't believe anything they say until I see the proof. Well, here's the crazy thing. The U.S. government's entire Russia DNC hacking narrative. Turns out it's fiction. Me and Crash are talking about the difference between fiction and... You know, fact and books of those two kinds. Yeah, we've been reading over the summer. We're getting ready for second grade. Man, we are getting pumped.
Yes.
So if Crash is listening this morning, which I know he is, he's in the car. Honey, this is fiction right now. We have not moved into the fact realm.
School's out. Where's he headed at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, are you kidding me? He's got a full schedule.
Oh, okay. All right.
No child of mine sitting around on their
what
butt all
this?
Summer.
So you're sending him off to the cotton mill? Is that what you're doing?
No, but only because that's illegal.
Okay.
Unless you're
on a farm, because child labor is okay on a farm.
Yeah, I know. My husband made my daughter push the cart this weekend at Costco.
Oh, wow. Now and that is just inhumane.
I know. And my son, not joking, okay, fully serious, my husband was dying, tried to debate my husband about child labor and how unfair it was. And my husband was still laughing. He's still laughing later. My son was serious. He was mad. He was really mad. My husband, of course, said, let me show you what child labor is. You're not going to like real child labor.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, no. No, my kids are, they go to swimming practice twice a day.
Gotcha. Yeah,
and
good,
there's
good.
Vacation Bible school this week, too. So
good.
All that
no,
starts
fine.
Early.
Good.
So, yeah. So anyway, yeah. So here's fiction for you. God, you and I are easily distracted.
I'm sorry. I've led you down that path.
Well, no. Maybe you think HR will go in for a Ritalin prescription for the two of us.
That's a possibility, yes.
If we promise we won't snort it.
It might increase productivity slightly.
Yeah, I know. We can focus. Anyway, yeah. So the U.S. government's entire Russia DNC hacking narrative is based on a redacted draft report from the DNC. And we know this because Roger Stone's attorney sued them. The whole base, the whole reason you kicked my client's door in, sent an amphibious vehicle to his backyard so he wouldn't try to escape, and made his wife stand out on the front yard so she could be filmed like a criminal by CNN, was because, you know, Russia hacked the DNC, so prove it. Do you know what they have? They have a report from a group called CrowdStrike, a consultant paid by the DNC. Now, we knew that, right?
Right.
But they don't even have a full report. CrowdStrike redacted the parts about how they know the Russians hacked the DNC server.
How does a third-party vendor get to redact anything?
I don't know. I don't know. And okay, now the story, if you remember, the story is that the FBI says they requested the server from DNC so they could, you know, look at the Russian hacking evidence, but the DNC refused to turn over the server. The DNC says the FBI never even bothered to ask for it.
That's like doing a financial audit and then just redacting the information where it looks bad.
Yeah, sure. Why not? And, you know, that's like the IRS doing it. Well, no, it wouldn't be because that's an actual government agency. I mean, I was just putting it this way. This would be like the police coming to your house if you were Trump or like Trump, but at the local level, right? And saying, you're accused of murder. We're going to need to come inside. We've got a warrant. We're going to need everything. Every record, every text, every email, all your computers, every bit of your life. We're going to turn your house upside down, bottom to top, to look for evidence. Oh, well, how do you know I murdered somebody? Oh, well, your neighbor said you did. Well, have you been to the crime scene? Well, no, they wouldn't let us see the crime scene. Do you have a body?
No.
They wouldn't let us see the body. Well, then how do you know I murdered somebody? Well, they wrote a report. Oh, well, what's the evidence? They redacted that. But we'd like to come inside your house now and turn it upside down. You're accused of murder, sir. I mean, like, maybe in North Korea, a bizarre regime. But this, I mean, this is so, all they got was a redacted report. That's it. And the part that was redacted was the part that proved the Russians hacked the DNC server. So they've never even seen that. The entire narrative that Russia hacked the DNC is based on a redacted draft of a report, which CrowdStrike never even bothered to finalize. The FBI asked for the final report, and CrowdStrike's like, we didn't finish it.
The dog ate my homework.
You're accusing the president of the United States of partnering with Russia in a deal to hack the DNC somehow, some way, and it's his fault. Uh-huh. And you got no evidence that you're willing to show us? No. Can we see the server? No. So, wow. Okay. Wouldn't it be nice if the RNC could write a, you know, redacted report accusing, I don't know, some big Democrat political figure of a crime?
Mm-hmm.
Hell, go for murder. Yeah. Go for bro. Why not? Why not? If the FBI doesn't get to come to the crime scene, doesn't get to see the body, we don't get to confirm there was even a body, why not go for it? Go full Monty. Just say murder. It was murder. And we'll just go ahead and kick the door in. Because why not? It's what they did to Roger Stone and Paul Manafort and all these people. This was the pretext. How is this still going on? I swear, Lee, I'm going to lose my mind. If I hear one more time repeated as fact that the Russians hacked the DNC server, I'm going to lose my freaking mind.
Or that they hacked the election, because they didn't.
I know!
Even the Obama administration said that.
It's ridiculous.
And that's the stuff that these people believe. That's the stuff that show up for these campaign events, like the two dozen people, it looks like, that showed up for Robert Francis O'Rourke's campaign stop in the upstate this weekend, believe passionately. And they're wrong. It didn't happen, and there's no evidence of it.
I mean, you know, if the Republicans or a Republican or whoever had been accused, if the Republicans accused the Democrats of a thing like this with evidence this shoddy, and the FBI started persecuting Democrats and kicking their doors in, the media would tear them apart.
Yeah.
Honest to God, I cannot comprehend. This is why I really want to see the FISA application. How did the FISA court accept this?
Mm-hmm.
Did they ask any questions? I mean, it's kind of one of the two candidates for president. I mean, how do you know the Russians hacked the server? It's the pretext of your entire investigation. Without it, you can't do anything. How do you know? Well, the Democrats said they did. Oh, they gave you evidence? No, that was redacted. You mean they just said they did? Yeah. I mean, how does this pass muster? Meanwhile, the CrowdStrike analyst who led forensics on the DNC server is a former FBI employee who, guess who? Robert Mueller promoted while head of the agency. See, it helps to know people inside the FBI if you're going to falsely accuse others of crime with no, you know, proof. So, you know, and as a texter brilliantly pointed out earlier, there is another way to get at this. Bill Barr could petition the court, the grand jury, for the grand jury information. Why did they, based on what did they indict those Russians? Because we still don't know. Mm-hmm. That's a secret.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know my trolls are on the text line right now, so, but Mueller indicted the Russians. On what? We don't know.
Yeah.
You could indict a ham sandwich. There's a very, very low bar evidence-wise for indictment. Conviction's another thing. But if you know you're never going to try them because you're never going to you're never going to get them to the U.S., you don't need facts.
Well, and what's interesting is that's the Democrat thing you hear. Well, there were no indictments in the Obama administration. Look at all these people indicted. Well, you're talking about a bunch of Russians, for one thing, for the Trump administration, which has nothing to do with the Trump administration or the campaign. And they lump all these indictments into the corruption of the Trump administration. It's just the lunacy that these people believe.
You know what they're counting on? They do this on purpose, I swear, Lee, is that people work and they don't have time to sit here and read this all
Absolutely.
Day like we do.
Said it all along.
And so it sounds very convincing. I mean, the guy on television in the suit says the Russians hacked the election, hacked the DNC server. Mm-hmm. So, you know, nobody asks, nobody questions. Well, the FBI says it. Based on what? Well, Roger Stone just gigged him based on the word of the DNC. So I think the RNC should pick her. But how about Nancy? She looks crazy. And just accuse her of murder. Has put out a report from a forensic analysis analyst, right? Paid by the by the RNC. So that Melosi, we know that Pelosi has murdered at least three, maybe four.
Well, let's accuse her of treason. Let's call her
treason.
Let's call her an Iranian spy.
Okay, sure. Why not?
Just and spying for the Iranians.
The evidence.
Let's pull them into this. We're trying to go to war with them anyway.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Kill two birds with one stone, right? And the evidence is that Nancy is an Iranian spy. And the evidence of that is redacted. And we could, like, get the FBI to go subpoena over a million documents from Nancy Pelosi so we could all peruse them at our leisure.
We did see her wearing a hairnet one time, so.
See, there you go. Proof.
Yeah.
And the reason that's proof is because redacted. Wow. Isn't it amazing in our society with so many, I mean, we got the internet with everything, what still can pass for the truth.
Yeah.
And how shoddy a version of actual reality it is. By the way, if you get your news this morning from CNN or MSNBC or AP, any of these outlets, this is a bombshell. Again, this should be top of the news that Roger Stone has done this. His attorneys have done this. It's in federal court. Anybody could get it. Nowhere. Nowhere. But then the actual news is so rarely reported.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Nancy Pelosi murdered Seth Rich. Oh, dang. I meant to redact that before I sent this message. Well, all you need to write is Nancy Pelosi murdered Seth Rich, and we know that because redacted. The evidence is clear, and it is redacted. And the FBI just go arrest her. It'll be awesome. Texter writes, imagine if the Department of Justice report that exonerated Darren Wilson's use of deadly force against Michael Brown was redacted. Texter writes, everybody's on the redaction train. What? No, I mean, it's just the question is becomes, I mean, wow, you can get the FBI. You want to proof they're a political hit squad. Here you go. I mean, they're no longer a functioning law enforcement agency. They're a political hit squad, like the secret police in many countries. I've been arguing this for a long time. I mean, if a party has the power to get one of Robert Mueller's FBI agents, who's now left the agency, was promoted by Mueller, leaves the agency and writes a report saying the Russians hacked the DNC server. And it was to help Trump. And you know this how? Redacted. And the proof is redacted. And that's all they got. So they don't even have the original CrowdStrike report. They got nothing. I mean, imagine being able to go, the power of that, being able to go to a law enforcement agency and have them accuse your political opponent of what is essentially treason based on a report where the evidence is redacted. Good God, that's a lot of power. No one should have that kind of power. But thanks to Roger Simon, we now know the DNC and Hillary do. He simply asked his criminal defense team, ask, okay, the whole predication of your investigation of our client is that Russia hacked the DNC server. Prove it. Prove it. They couldn't. And this is why I refuse to report that. I refuse to report that. I cringe when I hear it on Fox News. It is not fact. I mean, by that standard, here's a fact for you. Like Lee said earlier, Nancy Pelosi committed treason with Iran. By redacted. And we know this with great certainty because redacted. There you go. Arrest her. Where's special counsel? Where is it?
That's what they did to Trump. Folks, what passes for news in this country? Oh, my gosh. The reality you live in isn't real at all. Texter writes, wait, I thought Hillary Clinton murdered Seth Rich. Well, you know, if you got the right contractor with the right context, you could just write a report. The FBI will believe you. Texter writes, this is time to end the FISA court. Folks, after finding this out this weekend, that Roger Stone sued the FBI and the Department of Injustice for the proof that the Russians hacked the DNC server and they can't produce it. All they've got is a redacted report, and they weren't even allowed by the DNC to see the final report. My next question, nobody's asking it. What the heck was the FISA court doing? I mean, you come to me as a judge, wait a minute, you want to spy on the leading presidential candidate for the Republicans? Give me the evidence. Oh, there isn't any. Sure. Here, have this warrant. Go spy. Yeah, just spy on his entire organization. We need to make sure we cover everybody. Good gosh, folks. They are off the chain. Here's my question for you. If they would do this and can get away with this still in this election, what will they do next time and in the future?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Got a lot of these today. I don't know what this kid was thinking, but it's a sign of the times. Holy cow. 14-year-old boy in New Jersey facing charges for allegedly attacking his school principal with a knife. Rutherford police, this is Rutherford, New Jersey. Rutherford police say that the union school principal was leading the eighth grade, good God, graduation rehearsals at Washington School Gymnasium when the teenager unexpectedly ran across the gym and stuck the principal several times in the chest with a folding knife he had in his possession. Then the teen turned around, dropped the knife, and placed his hands in the air. God, he stabbed the principal multiple times. Are you kidding me? A teacher took the knife away and then brought the teen to a police officer assigned to the school. Teen is not identified due to his age. Paramedics came to treat the principal and the teen for injuries. The principal will be okay. Teen was charged with aggravated assault and possession of a weapon. No other injuries were reported, thank God. It's not immediately clear what sparked the attack. Who knows? People are crazy. Speaking of, you know, if only we would adopt the Democrats' fabulous gun control measures, background checks, all that stuff, you would see these horrific shootings go down. Oh, wait. Baltimore already has those? And how is that working out? Not so good. Shootings are surging. This makes me go, hmm. Shootings are surging in Baltimore, despite the presence of bans on assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, two of Democrats' go-to gun controls. Well, how is that possible? Maryland banned high-capacity magazines and a variety of assault weapons, quote-unquote, via the Firearm Safety Act of 2013.
And that required would-be handgun buyers to submit fingerprints to the state police as part of a registration scenario. How's that working out? Not so good. In 2018, total non-fatal and fatal shootings in Baltimore were up 79% from 2014. Like, even on Common Core math, that's almost double. Even if you use Common Core math, that's almost double. And this year is ahead of last year's pace. Unbelievable. The state itself witnessed an 18% rise in firearms homicides between 2014 and 2016. Wow, so you get immediate results from these gun bans, don't you? Similar results have arisen in other places where gun control has been instituted. For example, California has some of the most stringent gun controls in the U.S., and these controls include assault weapons bans, 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, gun registration requirements, and a requirement that would-be gun buyers get a safety certificate from the state. Oh, and a ban on campus carry. Homicides up 20%. You want to see how this works when the guns are totally gone? Oh, this is fabulous. For this, we go to the UK because, see, once they ban the guns, the crime just goes down. Oh, no, wait. It doesn't. No, it doesn't. Remember when it was reported that the British murder rate was for the city of London was outpacing New York City's? It goes back and forth. Sometimes New York City's higher, sometimes the UK's is. The difference, of course, being that guns are still legal in New York City. Proving that all of the left's gun arguments are bunk. They just want your guns so that the only people who have guns are them and the government. They can tell you what to do. It's all they want it for. Oh, but you're going to love this. This makes me go, The British have figured out how to stop the homicide problem. See, they don't have guns there, so everybody's stabbing everybody else. Well, this is a story so dumb, you almost can't believe it exists. In Britain, they are trying to prevent the epidemic of knife violence. By the way, my husband and I were talking this weekend with the kids. We want to take a European vacation, like before they leave our house, like one big one. And my daughter was saying London, but I just can't imagine going there with a knife crime. I'm just afraid we'd stick out as Americans and that would make us like more of a target than you would normally be. And knife crime is out of control there. Anyway, so they're doing the obvious. Authorities are taking away, I am not making this up, authorities are taking away people's sharp knives and giving them dull knives in return. And utopia is accomplished. Yeah, folks who've been threatened at knife point will receive, in a trade, and compliments of the Nottingham police, no point knives to keep in their homes. No point knives. That's a good name for them. And more than one, there's no point on the knife. Because, Producer Chris, as you know, you cannot sharpen a knife. It's never been done. Can't sharpen a no-point knife.
What's ironic is that you're more likely to cut yourself with a dull knife than with a sharp one.
Seriously?
Yes, because a sharp knife goes where you want it to, but with a dull knife, you have to work against the fact that it's dull and won't cut what you're trying to cut.
Which makes you kind of almost have to saw with it. Good point. As communicated by the UK Independent, by a law enforcement superior, the move is just something that Brits need. Quote, we do see a fair amount of knife-related incidents in domestic abuse and on the streets. This is a measure we need to take. We want to reduce that risk. It is a trial. We have about 100 of them, and we are so far given out 50. The knife is blunt at the end, but still functions as a knife. So you can't stab someone. Yeah. It's really this dumb of a play. By the way, it's a lot of these migrants that are doing the knifings. They tend to knife non-migrants. Don't know why. Maybe they could ask them and get to the bottom of it, and that would help solve the crime. Okay. I guess the government's idea then is that, what, women in domestic violence situations will take home a knife that's crummy for stabbing, and then their toxically masculine dude will try to shank them instead? Get him with a fork through the eye. I don't know. Because when all the knives are dull, they're going to go straight for those sharp forks. And then what will we do? Maybe we could get everybody that's like, I bet you have a lot of these in your house, Producer Chris, right now. I bet you do. Those like baby spork things. You know what I'm talking about? Like they're not sharp for a good reason because one toddler might turn to the other and literally stick the fork in the other's eye. Because why not? They're babies.
Maybe we can get those, like the plastic ones that come with those, you know, with those bowls for kids where you can suction cup them to the table so they won't get knocked off. Or maybe we should just forego utensils completely and eat with our hands around the fire. That'd reduce your carbon footprint, right? Or no, wouldn't it increase it if you're burning wood? I don't know. Ask the Brits. They've got it all figured out. And that concludes this edition of Things That Make Me Go, what the heck?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, reacting to that sharp objects edition of Things That Make You Go, we're in the British government attempts to, you know, they've gun buybacks. They're doing like knife buybacks. And you give them a knife with the pointy end and they will give you one with a blunt end. And of course, as we know, all stabbers in the London area will rush to make that exchange. No, the only people who will do that are those who will not be stabbing anybody. Anyway. Texter writes, hey, Tara, is it still legal to possess the jawbone of an ass? Cain and Abel would like to know. I don't know. I'll get back to you on that. I'm not sure if that ass jawbone was registered with the proper authorities either. Texter writes, they have plenty of guns in Britain. Yeah, they're just not there legally. Texter writes about the FBI lie, which has managed to basically lie its way into an entire investigation based on a total lie that the Russians hacked the server, at least a stipulation that has never been proven. And now we're finding out they can't prove it in court. That's right. Rajastone sued them and they can't prove it. They can't prove the Russians hacked the DNC server, partly because they never saw the DNC server, but they were forced to admit in court that not only did they never see the DNC server or investigate. No, it's much worse than that. They relied on the CrowdStrike consultants report paid for by the Democrats. But that report had redacted the parts explaining how the DNC knew it had been hacked by the Russians. So basically, the FBI, which has told us again and again and again and again that the DNC server was hacked by the Russians and that's how the election was hacked, cannot delineate or otherwise describe how the Russians hacked the server because they haven't the vaguest clue. Folks, if the Russians really hacked the server, they would have told us how. They would have dove in to investigate it. They didn't hack the server. That's why. They didn't hack the server. Folks, if the Russians hacked the server, I mean, do you think that Republicans would ever be given the deal by the FBI? Oh, you don't want to show us the server. You've had a major national security breach, but you don't want to show us the server. Yeah, sure, we're fine with that. Oh, heck no, they'd have kicked the door in. Like they did to Roger Stone. Texter writes, pass gun control laws and price and value goes up. The higher price draws more guns into an area. Simple supply and demand. Texter writes, Tara, if Mueller was appointed to investigate a crime that did not exist, then every charge he made is fruit of the poison tree and should be thrown out. Yes, and in a civil justice society, it would be, but we don't live in one of those. Texter writes, you can stab someone to death with a screwdriver, pencil, ink pen, or scissors. Chopsticks are very lethal. Anything can be a weapon if you have the mind and will to make it so. You need to get, sir, you need to get in touch with the British government because they don't know. This is. Texter writes, my favorite line from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Why stab someone with a spoon, cousin? Why not an axe? Sheriff of Nottingham, because it's dull, you twit. It will hurt more.
Texter writes, well, I guess there goes all the hibachi bills, grills in Britain. Texter writes, I'm the jawbone of an ass with Samson, not Cain and Abel. Thank you for the correction. I just read the text alone. Texter writes, Cain used a rock. Yeah, okay. Well, he didn't register that with the proper authorities either, I bet.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.